Since it's pouring outside, I wanna read you a little bedtime story. Yeah. How about you come lay on my lap? Yeah. You know, whenever you put your head on my lap, I don't know, I just think it's so cute, and I feel like I'm petting like a dog or something. I'm not saying like that you're a dog, but I'm saying it feels kind of like that, comforting in a way. Wait, never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. You're not my pet. Yeah, you're my boyfriend. Never mind. Anyways, I just like petting your head. Yeah. Whoa. Your skin is so smooth. Have you been using that matcha oatmeal scrub I made for you? Oh, you have? Aww. I think you're one of the few people that actually uses the things I make for them, so thank you. But, wow, yeah. Your skin is really smooth. I'm jealous. Yeah, you're so lucky. You know me, I'm kind of insecure about my skin. I know. Skin is skin. Thank you. Anyways, oh my god, I'm getting sidetracked. So anyways, I was at the bookstore last weekend, and I saw this little red book peeking out, and I don't know, it caught my eye. Plus the cover is really cute. You know, we have these two little kids giving flowers to each other. Anyway, the book is titled Love is a Special Way of Feeling by Joanne Walsh England. I don't know if I said her last name correctly. Sorry, Joanne, if I said it wrong. But, yeah. Okay. And wow, this book is from 1960. Holy crap. It's about 60 years old. Oh, and it's still in pretty good condition, Alright. Love is a special way of feeling. It is the safe way we feel when we sit on our mother's lap, with her arms around us tight and close. It is the good way we feel when we talk to someone and they want to listen and don't tell us to go away and be quiet. It is the happy way we feel when we save a bird that has been hurt, or feed a lost cat, or calm a frightened colt. Love is found in unexpected places. It is there in the quiet moment when we first discover a beautiful thing. When we watch a bird soar high against a pale blue sky. When we see a lovely flower that no one else has noticed. When we find a place that shelters us and is all our very own. Love starts in little ways. It may begin the day we first share our thoughts with someone else. Or help someone who needs us. Or, sometimes, it begins because, even without words, we understand how someone feels. Love comes quietly, but you know when it is there, because suddenly you are not alone anymore, and there's no sadness inside you. Love is a happy feeling that stays inside your heart for the rest of your life. The end. But, yeah, I know it's really short, but, you know, it's a children's story, so what do you expect? But, yeah, I wanted to read this to you. Because, you know, I was reading it, and I was like, wow, this is so true, you know. Love truly is a special way of feeling, as cheesy as that sounds. But I couldn't have done it without you, so thank you. I love you. But yeah, do you want me to read you another story? I can read a science fiction short story, or creepypasta, or like a no sleep story if you don't want to sleep tonight and can like cuddle because we're scared. Or we should start a comic series. That would be really fun. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go to the library this weekend. Or we can go to some bookstores in downtown. There's this one bookstore I haven't taken you to yet. Oh, I think you'd love it. There's this cat inside that roams around freely. Yeah, and she's super friendly. The first time I was there, I just sat down on the floor and I read some books while petting her on my lap. Oh, I forgot what her name was. I think it was Bella, but I'm not too sure. But yeah, let's go. You know, I don't have class until afternoon tomorrow, so maybe we can go before or after. I don't know, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Maybe afterwards we can, have an oatmeal bath and read the books there, you know, to make our skin nice and smooth. And of course, you know, baths are relaxing. Yeah, you know, I want my skin to be as silky smooth as yours. Yeah, and then maybe you can give me a little back massage. You know, I still have that one kink there that I just can't seem to get. Yeah, my little pet doggy. Come and massage your master right now. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But no lie, your hair is just so fluffy. That it's like petting a dog. Yeah. Reminds me of my first dog. And she had such fluffy, curly hair. Like yours. Well, her hair was gray, though, and yours isn't. So, I mean, there's that difference. But maybe when you get older, I mean, you know, probably will be gray, so. And then I'll be closer to her. Never mind, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm tired. Maybe we should go to sleep now.